I'd like us to read two verses from Luke chapter 12. Luke 12, verses 4 and 5. It's a sort of overflow from what I preached this morning. Luke 12, verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after killing of the body, has the power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Let's just pray. Oh Lord, I just pray that your word will be faithfully communicated. I pray, Lord, that Christ's own words will be understood in a very applicable way tonight, for Christ's sake. Amen. In the Bible, as we heard this morning, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The very first step to living in the light of God is to know godly fear. And Jesus tells us here in our text that we are to fear God. Verse 6, I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him. Fear God. And it's obvious that God wants to be feared. And yet, you know, many times in the Bible we're told not to fear, aren't we? How many times do we hear those words of God, fear not? We're told in 1 John chapter 5 that true love casts out all fear. We're told that fear has to do with punishment. So, what's going on? Are we to fear or are we not to fear? Because there are equal commands on both sides. Well, tonight we're clearly told the answer to that question. We are not to fear, Jesus tells us, limited and created dangers. He describes these things as things that can, the worst they can do is kill you, and that's that. We're not to fear limited, created dangers. But we are to fear God. Actually, there are two types of fear. Good fear and bad fear. And I'm going to show that to you now. Let's look at these two types of fear. Firstly, I think you'll agree with me that fear is a good thing. Can you imagine how dangerous it would be for us if we had no fear at all? We'd be jumping off high buildings and picking up poisonous snakes and picking fights with big bodybuilders. You know, we'd really be in trouble, wouldn't we? If we had no fear, we'd be playing with electric currents and things. There are some things we should fear. And God gave us the instinct of fear to protect us. When we sense we're in danger, we have this emotion of fear that grips us and makes us get out of the way. Fear is a very necessary thing. It is something that gives us self-preservation. But you know, we are fallen sinners. We are not the creatures that God originally created us to be. We have been spoiled in sin of all our faculties. And sin has made us fear in a way that God never intended us to fear. You see, fear itself is not a bad thing. Sin is the problem. And because of our sinful tendencies, we tend to fear all the wrong things. What do I mean? Well, think for a moment. Think of the things that make your life unhappy. Isn't it true that most of our discomfort and unhappiness and discontentment is rooted in fear? We worry so often about things that may go wrong. We worry about failures and disasters and humiliations and possible hypothetical disasters. In fact, psychologists have found that most of what makes people unhappy is not actual problems. Do you know when you're facing an immediate problem, you're too engaged in dealing with it to be happy or sad? Emotionally, we are unhappy by things we worry about, things that stress us out and frighten us. This is the negative side of fear. What does worry and fear cause? Stress, the number one killer in the world. Stress is that emotional sense of some impending disaster that causes anxiety, and it has a physical effect on us. It raises our blood pressure or gives us psychosomatic pains. And most of the stress people feel is rooted in irrational fears. You know what I mean, don't you? Uh-oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? Oh, what if I don't pay my bills on time? Oh, what if the doctor gives me a bad report? Oh, what if I said something wrong and so-and-so's offended by it now? And we stew and hurt ourselves with things that can't be substantiated. And it's sad. In fact, if it wasn't so sad, it would actually be funny. I mean, think about it. Most of our unhappiness as sinners is not based upon anything real, but upon hypothetical possibilities. Things that may happen. Things that may go wrong. God never intended us to be crippled by fear. Fear was created in us to help us live to the glory of God. And fear has been twisted into some nightmare where we're... Is there anyone here that's not troubled by anxiety? Sometimes. I was going to say I'm going to kiss your feet, but I'll wait till your boot comes off. All right. There's another side of sinful fear. And that is, because of our sin, we don't only fear things and possible problems, we fear people. And sometimes the fear of man gets worse than our fear of God. And we find it so hard not to worry about what people think about us, whether people like us or not. We fear rejection, humiliation, loneliness. And because of this fear of man, people are driven to live false, phony lives. We're often so worried about people rejecting us and not liking us that we act and talk and sometimes even think in the way we hope people will approve. We want so much to be accepted. You all know what we mean by peer pressure. Tell me if you've ever done this. We laugh at people's jokes, even if we don't think they're funny. We will wear certain things just to make a certain impression that we hope to give. We live our lives so hard trying to be normal and acceptable in our society. You see, we have this sinful fear of rejection from our fellow man. Oh, what will so-and-so say? I'll look like such a fool. Oh, I'll never live this down. You've all had that, haven't you? Or am I the only one that suffers with this? Now, you may say, well, is this a bad thing? I mean, surely we should be concerned about what other people think about us. And yes, we should be gregariously minded. But remember, we are sinners, and our fear of man is something twisted and sinful. I won't ask you to put your hands up, but how many times at work or school or in social circles have we kept quiet when we know we should speak up, but we say nothing because we're so afraid of what so-and-so will say or someone's opinion of us? How many times have we laughed at jokes that simply weren't funny? Sometimes they're bad jokes, but we're so desperate to keep in everyone's good books. Or we've agreed on someone's idea, even though we know their idea is wrong. But we want to be accepted. You see, the fear of man is capable of making us live such false, hypocritical lives. So to go back to what I said at the beginning, fear is not a bad thing, but because we are sinners, fear can be twisted against us and hurt us. It can make our lives miserable, where we're dreading things that maybe never will ever happen. We become hypocrites and false and creeping after people when we shouldn't be. And this is the kind of fear that Jesus is referring to in verse 4. Look at verse 4. I tell you, friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. What's the worst thing anything in this world can do? Kill you. You'll find out when you're in heaven, that's not the worst thing that can happen. We are not to fear limited, created things. People were not created to fear people or fear disaster or problems. We were created to fear God. Now look at verse 5. I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who has the power to kill you and throw you into hell. Yes, Jesus tells you here, fear him. But why? Why should we fear God? Do you realize who God is? Do you realize God has sovereign authority over your life from beginning to end? God's the one who opens doors of opportunity in your life. It wasn't your talent, it wasn't your good luck, it was God. God's the one who closes doors in your face. He's the one that gives you favor with people. He's the one that makes people not like you if he doesn't want them to like you. God is the one that grants success and allows failure. This is the biblical God. Listen to Isaiah 45 verse 6. Oh, I love this one. It's an eye opener. This is God. I am the Lord and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. So why fear God? The God's the one that holds your destiny in his hands. All favor, all health, all success, all possible failure, the very day you're going to die is in God's hands. And when you think about it, the fear of God is the only fear that biblical Christians should have. We may spend our time worrying about what people think about us and worrying about our health and our finances and our friends and all the rest of it. But what's the point? What can all the worry in the world do you? All we're going to end up doing if we worry about created things is make our lives miserable when they might not be. Do you know, I've told you this before, but when I was 20, I thought I was going bald. And I'd lie awake at night dreaming about hair lotions and maybe you get a hair plant and all the rest. It never happened. I wasted all those nights worrying about it. Fear makes you miserable and stressful. And it makes you false if you fear people. You're constantly acting and dancing to people's tunes. But when we have a healthy fear of God, when we realize our health, our finances all depend on God, When things don't go right, think about it. We won't be worrying. What will we be doing? Praying. You see, this is the difference between good fear and bad fear. Sinful fear and godly fear. Bad fear makes you worry, makes you stressful, makes you act or, you know, do what people want you to do. Good fear brings you to your knees and makes you pray. Good fear motivates intercession. So Jesus here tells us who not to fear, and he tells us who we ought to fear. So now let me round off. Do you fear God? Do you have an honest, heartfelt fear, realizing that in him you live and move and have your being? He's the one you should fear because he'll give you success tomorrow or not. Or are you filled with worry about stuff, money, finances, friends, health, you name it? Jesus commands us here to fear God. And you know, this command is for our own good. When a person truly fears God, all your other stresses and fears and worries sort of comparatively pale, don't they? If we trust in a sovereign, almighty God who moves all things in life, and the Bible says he moves all things ultimately for the good, and if we believe that, we ought no longer to stress. There'll still be problems, but instead of stressing about them, we'll be praying about them. Have you met any stress-free, apart from Jenny? Now, I admire you, really, and I know you mean it. I haven't met many totally stress-free, fearless people in the world who are just happy and contented. But one thing I have found, all the people I've known, there aren't that many, I can count them on one hand, but people I've met like that have one thing in common. They fear God. Not man, God. You see, if God loves us, and if God has promised to work all things to an ultimate good, if God is for you, Paul asks, well then who? Who can be against you? Jesus tells us tonight in our reading, don't fear created things or people. The worst they can do is rub you out, and then God will recreate you in glory. But fear God. Now, don't get me wrong. When it says fear God, it doesn't mean stress and worry about God. Ooh, does God love me? Am I going to hell? What it means is this. Realize his awesome sovereignty over all things and trust his love for you. Believe in his promises and pray. We see that example of the fear of God above the fear of man in the reading that Roger read. The disciples are captured by the Jews for preaching in the street. And they're taken and tortured, beaten. And then they're put before the Sanhedrin and they're told, don't you dare preach Jesus anymore. Now let me tell you, I'm sure they didn't want to be hurt. No one likes pain. They didn't know if they'd be executed. But what does Peter say? Hey, who should we obey? God or man? You see, when you have a fear of God, the fear of man kind of pales. Do you think that Daniel was afraid of being eaten by lions? I'm sure he was. But his fear of God was greater than his fear of lions. And this is how God causes us to overcome fear. In the Book of Martyrs, written by Fox 500 years ago, you'll find people face torture and death in the name of Jesus, not because they were superheroes, but because they had within them such a healthy fear of God that the fear of man paled in insignificance. Let's face it, we all face troubles and difficulties. And I'm not pretending that I'm sitting up here having not being a worrier. But we are told by Christ not to worry over created things. It's not that fear is bad, fear is good. But where are we placing our fear? In God, the sovereign almighty Lord, or in things that are here today and gone tomorrow? Amen. I thought I was going to sing this morning, and then I wasn't, that, as you know, preaching all that well, but I thought I'd like to share a song with you tonight.